USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All you need in this case is the Constitution and your common sense.
White House counsel Pat Cipollone, and with that, President Trump's defense team has wrapped up their case. Senators will begin asking questions on Wednesday in the impeachment trial of the president. At the White House, President Trump is unveiling his Mideast peace plan, where the president says it's a win-win opportunity for both Israel and Palestinians.
A realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
There are conflicting reports that Fotis Doulos is dead. He was found unresponsive behind his home earlier this afternoon. While numerous sources are saying he committed suicide, his lawyers say he was rushed to the hospital with a weak pulse. Doulos was charged with capital murder in the disappearance of his wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A warning is out regarding two old satellites colliding over the United States. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There's a small chance two satellites could collide tomorrow evening over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. According to space debris tracker LEO Labs, a decommissioned space telescope launched in 1983 will come very close to a smaller satellite launched in 1967.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held on the Jersey Shore Tuesday. The president will be campaigning for Democrat-turned-Republican Jeff Van Drew.
Without even blinking an eye, he said, I will be there. He's a man of his word. He is coming. We're going together, and it is going to be a great day for South Jersey, and it's going to be a great day for the United States of America. This is really exciting.
Van Drew speaking there on Fox News. Folks are already lining up to see President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tributes continuing across the country for Kobe Bryant. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, fog was a contributing factor to the helicopter crash. Curtis Dietz is a former helicopter pilot of Kobe Bryant, and he says flying in fog can be very dangerous.
Like driving on the road, if you're doing 100 and there's fog, you're going to slow down, right? You're not going to keep going fast. It's a huge amount of responsibility. And when you hear about this happening, you think about, I think about my son.
It's not exactly vacation season right now, but a national travel group is using today to suggest you should start planning this year's vacation. The U.S. Travel Association declares today National Plan for Vacation Day. The group's president, Roger Dow, tells me taking a vacation has all sorts of health benefits.
The benefits are huge. You know, you build great relationships, you come back energized and recharged, you're more creative, you've got some good ideas, and it's good for your health.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.